Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Bechoros 55, Bechoros Nunhei, and back in our Mishnah, Nundaot, our Mishnah discussed when we were trying to determine the size of a flock for which a person is obligated to tithe their animals, over what distance. We had stated in the Mishnah that if the Jordan River separates the flock, then they're considered to be two separate flocks. And since we started discussing the Jordan River, our Gemara moves into a discussion of the rivers that appear in the Torah in general. And so says the Brice, the Rebbe Meir says, Yuval Shmo, that the river which we think is called Pras, one of the rivers of Garden of Eden, its actual name is Yuval, because it states about a person who believes in God in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 8. The verse there is comparing somebody who has belief in God to a tree planted by water. And so the verse in Jeremiah 17, 8 says, V'hayak eitz shatul almayim, that such a person is going to be like a tree planted near water. And V'al Yuval Yishalach Sharasav, and this person who is like a tree planted near water, which along Yuval spreads out its roots. Now, normally Yuval is understood to mean like a brook, like a small stream of water, but here it's referring to Yuval Yishalech Sharasav, and here Rabbi Meir is understanding that the word Yuval is referring to the river Paras, meaning to say that a person is compared to the tree of life, which was in the Garden of Eden. And this tree of life, this tree, sustains support from this river called Yuval. And since we know that Pras is the river that supports the Garden of Eden, so therefore it must be that Pras was originally called Yuval. So if that's the case, as Rabbi Meir, Lama Nikra Shemo Pras, why is it called Pras? Because the word Pras is similar to the word Peru, or to be fruitful. So Shemo name of Parm Virabim, that means to say that the waters of this river Pras are always increasing. They're increasing from themselves, meaning even without rain, the waters from this river in the Garden of Eden are Parim Virabim. The waters are always increasing on their own. And that's the concept behind this river Pras, which was one of the four rivers in the Garden of Eden. We know that there were four rivers in the Garden of Eden, and the Pras one, it says in Genesis chapter 2, verse 12, is Vanahar Arvi Hu Pras. And this fourth river is the Pras River. So the Kilos David, in his commentary to Bereishis, says that these four rivers in the Garden of Eden, like, why is the Torah telling us about them? He says that they're actually symbolic, and that they refer to the four holidays, the four seasons, the four holidays that dominate our lives and are able to sustain us, that they are the rivers of the holidays of our life. And here, like the Nahar Pras, its waters are being fruitful and multiplying. That means to say that they're always increasing in Torah and good deeds. That as a result of increasing in Torah and good deeds, a person is able to wear holiness at all times. And so therefore the Kilos David directly relates these four rivers to the holidays. And so we'll just go over his interpretation now. And so he says that these rivers relate to the holidays of Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, and Shmini Atzeres. That Pesach corresponds to the first river, which is Pishon, which is, what does that mean? Pishonei halachos, the mouth that teaches halacha, because Pesach is referred to, and certainly in the Gemara and Midrashim, is Pesach, the mouth speaks, the one who speaks words of Torah and prayer, that is going to be considered to be the point of one of the points of the holiday of Pesach. And the word Tzach has a gematria of Chayim, and so therefore, as a result of speaking Torah, a person is able to destroy all the chametz and all the bad desires that a person has within ourselves. That's one of the connection between Pishon and Pesach. And Shavuos is corresponding to the river called Gihon, which appears in Garden of Eden, and Gihon means that they are bent over. And like on Shavuos, we say that when we stood at Sinai, Kafalam Harkagis, God bent over a mountain over us like a barrel. And so when a person bends down and humbles ourselves, that's how we are able to merit words of Torah and prayer, and because the Torah is compared to water that's always going from a higher place to a lower place. So therefore, Shavuos is compared to the river of Gihon. So Pishon is Pesach, Gihon is Shavuos, and the third river is Chidekel. And so the Kilos David compares that to Sukkot. So Sukkot is called Chidekel. And why is Sukkot called Chidekel? Because Sukkot is where we're moving and we're going from one place to another. another place. And so as it states, Hu Alech Kidmas Ashur, the river of Chidekel is the one who goes Kidmas Ashur, meaning to say that it goes from one place to another place. And so therefore that is Chidekel, that it is going from one place of holiness to another place of holiness, and that is what relates to the holiday of Sukkot, where we are moving from holiness to holiness. And the fourth river is what we've been discussing, is the fourth river is the river of Pras, the Nahar Avihu Pras, that its waters are always increasing and multiplying, and that corresponds to Shmini Atzeres, because what is Shmini Atzeres? That the Jewish people are blessed with all of the blessings of the year, with Bini Chayai Umezone Revichai, that we are blessed with our children, with our sustenance, with great sustenance and with good health. And so therefore we're blessed with completeness and all of the good shefa coming down from the entire year. All of this is completed on the Shmini Atzeres, leading into the first Shabbos of the year. And that's how all the good things that are revolving around the year are revealed on Shmini Atzeres, which is followed by the first Shabbos. And so therefore that's why it's called Nahar Pras, which is Parm Verivim. All of our blessings of the whole year of keeping all of the holidays are overflowing with joy and blessing on the holiday. And so therefore the four rivers of Garden of Eden really relate to someone who is able to guard and to keep and to watch and to attain in holiness all of the four rivers, all of the four holidays of our tradition.